If you've never been backstage at a Mardi Gras ball, it's a real treat. It's a bunch of grown men getting into costume, feeling very uncomfortable. Most of them. A lot of them wearing tights and all, and a lot of men outside of their comfort zone, but are doing their thing because of the tradition and because of the family. My family and myself and all my siblings grew up required to participate or to attend the carnival balls and parades as part of the makeup team. The younger kids, the teenagers, got the pleasure got the responsibility of doing makeup on the pages, and it was kind of fun, but it was a responsibility. I had to decide whether I was going to go in the family business or not, and it was a difficult choice. But at one time, the family had about maybe 45% of the Mardi Gras makeup business. The style that the Sosage did, both at the carnival balls and the parades, is fairly standard. It's almost stereotypical. Matter of fact, I look at that and I say, why don't we do something different? But the captains will say, this is what I want. One of the crew, Uncle Clarence, when he would be responsible for a particular makeup job, the first thing he would do would be take any mirrors in the room and turn them to the wall. He said, Bill, I do this because I know what is going to look good under those lights. They don't. He said no. So he'd hide the mirrors. So he was sort of the arbiter of what it looked like. One thing is, as a high school student, came very clear is there was still a secrecy, a mystique, a mystery involved about the carnival crews. No discussion of who the kings were or the captains. I thought it was sort of cute, but I realized that for a lot of people, it's not cute, it's important. It's an important part of the culture and the legacy. Within the retail shop, there's actually, this is back in the day and also currently, a king's room where the kings are afforded special attention, where the king comes in for consultation, for measurement, for sizing, for fittings. We make sure that the appointments are set so that two kings don't run into each other. They come in different days or different times. We never talk about who the person is. They're given privacy, secrecy. They can come in with their wife or whatever. But it's sort of a ritual thing. I still think it's strange, but we afford them that royalty treatment. The technical skills that they bring to bear on the Mardi Gras scene is pretty extensive, and having a trained crew of over 18 people who can do these things, they don't mess around. They say, look, we know what we got to do, just get out of my way and we'll take care of it. The craftsmanship, the workmanship of doing the makeup, I think that's going to always be around. I hope it's always in the family. Outside, it's a little bit cold, but I got a rap for your soul. And if somebody asks who I am, tell them I'm the Mardi Gras man. Got to make it, shake it, do it good. Mardi Gras in your neighborhood. Got to make it, shake it, do it good.